Day 11 of our 12 days of bundles, another drawing an hour from now, and the final best 5 minutes of the week. So in that sense, it's a little bit sad. Good morning, Jason Cairns.
Yeah, it is. Good morning. A little bit sad, although I'll get to see you tomorrow, I hope.
Yeah, for sure.
Which is happy.
7 o'clock tomorrow morning, we always invite the listeners. They don't typically show up, but we're there.
Yeah, yeah.
What if they all
Randy's
showed
restaurant.
Up? What if they all showed up one Saturday? We'd have to get a huge table.
Yeah, or we'd have to switch over to McDonald's, something like that. And, I don't know. We would have to fill up like half the restaurant there.
Jason, Amy at Randy's would not have, she would not hear of it.
She would not hear of it, no.
Yeah.
No, they've been so good to us over the years.
They have
at Randy's.
They have the best waitresses there.
They do, yeah. Kind, attentive, great. Yeah.
A lot of times they'll wear Packer. They'll have Packer jerseys. I bet you know it. Multiple waitresses will have Packer jerseys on tomorrow.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, there's two Christmas things that are on my mind this morning. One of them is just the way Christmas changes from the time, I mean, certainly when you're a kid, but then also, becoming an adult and having kids, and they're little, and you think it's going to be this way forever. And now this year, we're going to have 5 kids, 18 to 23, and 6 puppies, and 3 other dogs, and a ferret. I mean, what is this? It's just like Christmas at the zoo.
That's your house is as much of a zoo as ours is these days. Yeah, and I think you're exactly right. There's the I'm trying to think the right word for children's Christmases, just the wonder and innocence. And then I think as you get older, a lot of that seems to slip away, maybe unintentionally.
Uh-huh.
And that's kind of sad, I think. Having a granddaughter this year is exciting.
Now
that we're in that space.
So Rosalie, she was born in June, the best month of the year, actually. That's wonderful.
The best month of the year.
It's going to be hard for you to disagree now because I'm going to say, well, your granddaughter was born in June.
Yeah, that definitely is a leg up there. So it should be 6 months, right?
Okay.
I mean, that's,
So now next year will probably be even cooler, but I mean, she'll still, will she tear like a wrapping paper?
She likes to hold things that crinkle.
Okay.
So that's probably a part of it, but you're right. Next year will be even far more enjoyable.
Yeah. The other Christmas thing on my mind is today is really the start of the procrastinator shopping season. And here's the thinking for procrastinators like me, which is just that, maybe you're going to die or maybe Jesus will come back. Or if Christmas never happened, then you kind of wasted time shopping. But now that it's 10 days out, it looks like it is going to be here. So it's probably time to start to shop.
So my question for you is, have you started shopping?
My wife takes care of so much. She practically.
Yeah.
I'm not saying she buys the gifts that she would give herself, but I mean, to that edge.
So, my wife does.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, my wife does. Yeah, and I think you're exactly right. I think we're mostly done here.
Mm-hmm.
There will always be more things over the next 10 days. Mm-hmm. But definitely, there are many of us who are still like, I should probably get started with this.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it just changes. I don't know. Like when you're the same thing. When your kids are young, I mean, it's, the toys and all those kinds of things. And as you get older, I mean, it crosses my mind like, oh, what's a favorite cereal or a fast food gift certificate? But, the best part about that is, giving a gift that somebody thinks it's really cool. And that's harder to do as they get older.
Yeah, it's true.
And it's more expensive.
Yes, that's for sure. Yeah. I think, again, like going back to Rosie, she would be thrilled with a cookie wrapper, but Tessa would not,
right.
And so it's definitely there's an age element there.
There we go. Try it out and check their reaction and report back.
Sure.
All right. It is December 15th, as we've been talking about it. Luke 2:15-16 today.
Yeah, it says, when the angels had returned to heaven, the shepherds said to each other, let's go to Bethlehem. Let's see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about. They hurried to the village and found Mary and Joseph, and there was the baby lying in the manger.
And from Letters to the Beloved, your devotional commentary on the New Testament, you tackle those verses this way. When the angels departed, the shepherds went to Bethlehem to see what happened. They found my son with his parents, Mary and Joseph, and just as my angel had said, Jesus was asleep in a manger. My son's earthly beginnings were meager. He was born into simplicity. From the very beginning, he countered expectations. Earthly dominions thrive on power, control, and riches, but Jesus came to show that our kingdoms run on humility, other-centeredness, and love. And we're now going to take the next hour to just unpack that second paragraph.
Yeah, I love that, you know, that last line. I think we see it in the world, we see it in the church, that there's so much pursuing after power and control. But that's not the way of Jesus. And, you know, we're called to this other-centered, loving life. Mm. And
yeah.
What a great season to be reminded of that.
I was thinking about this a lot yesterday, and maybe something we can start to touch more, especially as we head into an election year. I mean, that idea that, dear brother and sister Christian, the kingdom we're called to seek first in Matthew 6:33 is an invisible kingdom. It is not an earthly kingdom of political power. Amen. So please stop pursuing it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks. I needed to say that. All right. See you tomorrow.
I will talk to you tomorrow.
There we go. Randy's for breakfast at 7. We're going to play a game. It's called Would You Rather. I'm going to give you two different scenarios, Caleb, and you choose one, and then I'll let you know after you answer if you're with the majority or minority in terms of how people answered.
All right. How I compare with the general public.
Yes.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. All right. There's five of these. First off, on a Friday morning, would you rather give up the internet or hot showers for a month?
Ooh.
Would you rather give up the internet or hot showers for a month?
Depending on the month of the
year.
Yeah,
I know. That's true.
That this takes place in.
It's December right now.
Yeah. I think I will say I would rather give up the hot showers. I think I really need my internet access.
Yeah, that's interesting. You're with the majority because 72% said they'd rather give up the hot showers, 28% the internet.
Okay.
All right. Let's see if you're with the majority on number two. Would you rather have a rewind button or a pause button for your life? A rewind button or a pause button for your life?
I mean, a pause button would hopefully mean that I could think about more things before I say them and then not have to retract them. However, the rewind button would give me the option of going back and fixing it when I blurt out something just inane. So I'm going to go with the rewind button, please, Mark.
You are with the majority again. 58% said rewind, 42% pause. All right. Okay. The third one. Would you rather never use social media again or never watch TV again?
I would rather never use social media again. Okay. Final answer, no question. No question. I despise it.
This is the closest one so far. 52% say they would go with the social media, and 48% never watch TV again.
And I have to do a lot of the social media for the stations here. Uh-huh. And thank goodness for the gingerbread contest, because at least that's something a little happier. But the amount of complaints and malcontent, I despise social media.
So on that one, you are with the slight minority. Yeah. All right. Also, fourth one out of five, would you rather always be 10 minutes late or always be 20 minutes early?
20 minutes early.
This is the biggest disparity. You are with the majority. 83% said 20 minutes early.
Sure.
And finally, would you rather have a permanently clogged nose or a piece of green food always stuck in your teeth?
Hmm. Am I aware of the green food that's stuck in my teeth?
I mean, it's stuck there. So I imagine after a while.
I think I'm going to go with that stuck in the teeth, because at least I can hide that. I mean, I've been dealing with whatever this crud is for a couple weeks now, too, and I don't want my nose to continue to be clogged. So I will go with the food stuck in my teeth, please, Mark.
And for the fourth time out of five times, you agree with the majority. 53% said, please give me the green food stuck in my teeth rather than a permanently clogged nose.
Either I'm just completely unoriginal or the majority of survey respondents were sane.
There we go.
It's our Friday morning tradition. Caleb and Halva with you. We're getting you caught up on everything you might have missed in the past week in news, sports, politics, and pop culture. We respect your time so much, we do it in condensed form. We call it headlines, and here we go.
Caleb, research shows that dogs have an innate sense of fairness.
If they're so interested in being fair, it seems they would carry their own pooper scooper.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Tesla is recalling nearly all vehicles sold in the U.S. That's more than 2 million.
If the cars are supposed to be self-driving, why don't they just self-drive themselves to the dealership for repair?
That would make sense.
The Golden Globe nominations are out.
finally, we're honoring those in Hollywood again.
Didn't we just do that?
A survey found the average pet parent spends $4,800 annually on their pets.
For $4,800, my cat should at least pretend to care when I come home.
Right?
A Russian man who flew on a plane from Denmark to Los Angeles without a passport or ticket says he didn't remember how he got through security in Europe.
I can't even get through the TSA with an extra ounce of shampoo.
Yeah, right.
Our phones are covered in 18 times more bacteria than a toilet handle.
Unless you're a Kardashian, then your phone is covered in 18% less gold than your toilet.
That's why it's hard to keep up with them.
Finally this morning, Major League Baseball star Shohei Ohtani just signed a 10-year, $700 million contract.
$700 million. They say money can't buy happiness, but it can buy a hot dog and a pretzel at a pro baseball game.
And that's about it.
Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up. So if you've listened to this show, the WIB Wake Up Show here on WWIB, for any length of time, you probably know how much Halvo and I love Stephen Curtis Chapman. His album, Still Brand New, is featured here during the month of December as a gift offer for WIB Incorporated. And, of course, he's coming in tour end of February, February 22nd here to Eau Claire as well. But I haven't heard all the songs yet from his new record, and so there is one that I hadn't heard that I heard twice yesterday, and it's called Unfixables. And maybe there's things going on in your life where this would resonate the way it did for me, but I want to share the lyrics before I play this song for you. Unfixables by Stephen Curtis Chapman. It goes like this. I grew up singing songs that told me how every day with Jesus would be sweeter than the day before. The preacher said, this is the gospel. God loves you. He's got wonderful plans for you. And every word he said was true. But the trouble with the truth is there's just so much to you, and I will never understand on this side of heaven. So what am I going to do with all these unfixables, all these not as they should be's, not as they will be one day? I'm going to trust you with all these unfixables until the day when I finally see the way you make masterpieces out of these unfixables. Stephen Curtis Chapman continues, the virus grows, the cancer spreads. We ride the waves of hope and dread and drop our anchor deep again in all that you have promised. Because if what you said is really true, you're really making all things new and working all things together for our good and for your glory. So I'm going to trust you with all these unfixables, all these not as they should be's, not as they will be one day. I'm going to trust you with all these unfixables until the day when you wipe the tears away. But for now, we're living between these ruins and the restoration, waiting to see the beauty that is surely going to rise. I will believe the promise of your resurrection. I'm going to trust you with all these unfixables, knowing that nothing will be wasted in the end. I'm going to trust you with all these unfixables. I know all these broken things are not as they will be one day. God, help me trust you with all these unfixables until the day when I finally see the way you make masterpieces out of these unfixables. And so maybe you're living in that too, friends, as we all, as the song says, live between these ruins and the restoration. And I want to remind you, when the anxiety of this world just feel overwhelming, like you just can't take it anymore, when nothing is turning out the way that you'd hoped and dreamed, when you're slowly being crushed by the weight of it all, when life just hurts, as the song so simply says, drop your anchor deep in his promises. He's never once failed to keep his word.
I grew up singing songs that told me how every day with Jesus would be sweeter than the day before. The preacher said, this is the gospel. God loves you. He's got wonderful plans for you. And every word he said was true. But the trouble with the truth is there's just so much to you and I. We'll never understand on this side of heaven. So what am I gonna do with all these unfixables? All these not as they should be, not as they will be one day. I'm gonna trust you with all these unfixables until the day when I finally drop our anchor deep again and all that you have promised. Cause if what you said is really true, you're really making all things new and working all things together for our
Christmas is different this year.
You don't have to smile, I know how you feel.
If
Toby Mac and Tasha Layton with the hope of Emmanuel, which means God with us. That tune called Christmas Hits Different. I know we're a little late for weather, but I thought we needed to hear that one this morning.
Best of the week. We sum up the 5 days we spent together like this. Athena is a mom. She gave birth to 6 puppies early on Saturday.
Hi, my name's Randy Spees, and I'm going to Ulu, Wisconsin to see some family. Merry Christmas. Bye.
Marquardt Motors Certified Service.
Guess what, Randy? Marquardt and WWIB are giving you a $100 quick trip gift card to help you fuel your road trip this Christmas. Congratulations. You were randomly selected. We have a new teenager in the household, the Swenson household today. Lily, happy birthday, honey. I love you so much. Turning 13 today.
Wow.
Lily is just smart and artistic and creative, and just, I love her kindness and compassion. I mean, just has such a big heart for others. So, yeah, I love my little girl who's now a teenager today, but happy, happy birthday, Lily. The huge headline coming out of that game, Giannis Antetokounmpo set a franchise record with 64 points. Afterward, Giannis says it was great to set the record at home.
Play basketball to win. Try to play basketball to help my teammates be great. You know, but at the end of the day, being able to break this record in front of the fans here in this stadium, it's a great feeling too.
What's something that 40% of us, 4 in 10 of us, struggle to do?
Hey, Brian from Aliva.
Hi, Brian.
I'm thinking reading a book or reading.
You're thinking reading a book, reading. Brian, elaborate a little bit more on that.
Finishing a book.
Finishing a book, Brian from Aliva. Do 4 in 10 of us struggle to finish a book?
Yes, absolutely correct. There it is, Brian. You're the winner.
Brian, you played the game well, just coming in right at the end and swooping in and getting the answer. What was the clue or what moment tipped it off for you?
When you said if people would start putting their phones down, and I can imagine my wife having books sitting around that she never finished.
According to the Google, what toys were inducted into the Toy Hall of Fame in 2023? Cabbage Patch Kids.
Okay.
The Fisher-Price Corn Popper, baseball cards, and Nerf.
Caleb, we've been so proud of you and your dedication and the way you've continued to lose weight with Olivia, and we encourage listeners to join in and join with you in the great success. We know lots of folks need some help in that department. In fact, you're not the only radio person tied in with WIB and Wogo Radio. Sebastian Gorka, I caught this yesterday, and this is what he was saying.
42 pounds I lost. 42 pounds. How would you feel if you'd lost 42 pounds?
That is a lot of weight to lose. So a lot of props to Sebastian, who said he struggled with, a little bit too much around the waist for 20 years. But I don't know, in case you missed it, on yesterday's program, Caleb checked in. Now, Sebastian lost 42 pounds. How about Caleb?
I am down now to 43.2 pounds lost.
Wow, even better. Even better than Sebastian's 42. Way to go, Caleb.
Well, you know what? That makes me want to keep going a little bit further, close to the goal. But adding a little competitive aspect to it. Yeah, you know, I don't mind that.
Today is ice cream day. Ice cream, kind of like, I know you're doing all that stuff with cookies, but don't forget about us. Violins have their own day, as does popcorn string. This is the time of the year for that. And, oh boy, I feel like if I say this next one, I'm just going to gain calories saying it. So here we go. Cream cheese frosting day. Ooh, yeah. Thank you. Some of us celebrate that too much.
There you go. Thank you, Mark. The best of the week. An entire week's worth of shows here on the WIB Wake Up Show in under 4 minutes. He does it every week for us.